Mark, chapter 12. And he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard, and set a hedge about it, and dug a pit for the wine press, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into another country. And at the season he sent to the husbandmen a slave, that he might receive from the husbandmen of the fruits of the vineyard. And they took him, and beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent to them another slave, and him they wounded in the head, and handled shamefully. And he sent another, and him they killed, and many others, beating some, and killing some. He had yet one, a beloved son, he sent him last to them, saying, "They will reverence my son." But those husbandmen said among themselves, "This is the heir, come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." And they took him, and killed him, and cast him forth out of the vineyard. What therefore will the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandmen, and will give the vineyard to others. Have you not read even this scripture, "The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner. This was from Yahweh, and it is marvelous in our eyes." And they sought to lay hold on him, and they feared the multitude, for they perceived that he spoke the parable against them, and they left him, and went away. And they sent to him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians, that they might catch him in talk. And when they had come, they say to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true, and do not care about what anyone thinks, for you do not regard the person of men, but of a truth teach the way of God. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar, or not? Shall we give, or shall we not give?" But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, "Why do you make trial of me? Bring me a denarius, that I may see it." And they brought it. And he says to them, "Whose is this image and superscription?" And they said to him, "Caesar's." And Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled greatly at him. And there come to him Sadducees, who say that there is no resurrection, and they asked him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us, if a man's brother dies, and leaves a wife behind him, and leaves no child, that his brother should take his wife, and raise up seed to his brother. There were seven brothers, and the first took a wife, and dying left no seed. And the second took her, and died, leaving no seed behind him, and the third likewise. And the seven left no seed. Last of all the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they will rise, whose wife will she be of them? For the seven had her as wife." Jesus said to them, "Is it not for this cause that you err, that you don't know the scriptures, nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as angels in heaven. But as concerning the dead, that they are raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the place concerning the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob?' He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You do greatly err." And one of the scribes came, and heard them questioning together, and having seen that he answered them well, asked him, "What commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our God, Yahweh is one. And you will love Yahweh your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you will love your fellow man as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said to him, "Of a truth, teacher, you have well said that he is one, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love his fellow man as himself, is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no man after that dared ask him any question. And Jesus answered and said, as he taught in the temple, "How do the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself said in the Holy Spirit, 'Yahweh said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, until I set your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord, and how is he his son?" And the large crowd heard him gladly. And in his teaching he said, "Beware of the scribes, who desire to walk in long robes, and to have salutations in the marketplaces, and chief seats in the synagogues, and chief places at feasts. Those who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers, these will receive greater condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury, and watched how the multitude cast money into the treasury, and many who were rich cast in much. And there came a poor widow, and she cast in 2 lepta, which make a quadrans. And he called to him his disciples, and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow cast in more than all those who are casting into the treasury. For they all cast in of their superfluity, but she of her want cast in all that she had, even all her living.